This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, Whirlpool announced it would close its Fort Smith plant, a business staple in the city for more than four decades. The shuttering means the loss of at least 1,000 jobs and comes in the wake of what Whirlpool officials say is a shrinking market for certain appliances and a slumping economy. With me on the phone is Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders. Mayor, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.
You've had less than a day as we speak to digest this news. I'm sure there have been discussions and considerations about what a city and a city administration can do in reaction to such news.
Yes, obviously it was a sad day. It's a disheartening time. But at this point, with the decision made, we've just got to focus on moving forward. Manufacturing has always been a staple in Fort Smith, and it continues to be. But I think this just kind of points out that we need to, really work forward on developing a broader base of employment opportunities. And I think we can do that. We have a very good working relationship with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission and the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce. And I'm confident we will just redouble our efforts to grow new businesses, to help existing businesses expand and provide jobs for these folks.
As you mentioned, manufacturing has long been a strong part of the Fort Smith region economy, but the loss of manufacturing jobs has not just been limited to this part of the country. I know that the city has been looking at expanding the economic base for some time, not just since yesterday, right?
Right. And, you know, with the declining employment, not just at Whirlpool, but at some other businesses over the past few years, when you really look at the employment rate, we have been able to do a very good job of absorbing those losses into existing jobs as other organizations have grown and developed. This morning we had a brand new opening of Dick's Sporting Goods here in Fort Smith with 90 jobs there. Golden Living is adding a couple of hundred people to their billing operations. Next year, Mitsubishi is scheduled to begin production, and they will have about 300 and some people working there. So over the past few years, even though some of our manufacturing jobs have been lost, those jobs have been absorbed into the labor market, and our unemployment level had continued to be below the national level. So I think that, you know, Fort Smith continues to be vibrant and offers some good opportunities. We just need to refocus on our efforts right now on trying to absorb these recent cuts now.
Have there been any conversations with Whirlpool about trying to find a buyer for that plant?
A little premature, but that is one of the things that they have indicated they want to do is work with the city, work with the state to do whatever Whirlpool can to help find a tenant, an operator, an owner of the facility. It's a very large building, 1,200,000 square feet, an adjacent distribution center of over 700,000 square feet. So it's a large facility, and these days there are not that many companies looking for buildings of that magnitude. So it may take a while if we were looking for just one person, but other companies, and Whirlpool in particular, in another location, have found the opportunity to market the facility and break it up inside into a variety of individual companies that don't need the full 1,200,000 square feet, for example, but could use 50, 60, 100,000 and have a variety of people in there.
I know Whirlpool officials will talk with the people that are employed there still, and I guess the closing doesn't happen until mid-next year, about severance pay and things. Is there a thing a city can do when there is this kind of loss of jobs to help the people that will be affected?
Well, the city is really limited on some of those kinds of things other than working very closely to try and get new jobs in here. And we will do everything we can to surface candidates, to surface potential businesses to bring those folks in. And I think that one of the things we really have to offer is the quality of the people that will work here. The people at Whirlpool did everything possible to make it feasible for the plant to remain open. It's the most efficient plant within Whirlpool. It's has great flexibility. The quality of its products are outstanding. And I think that's what's kind of more disappointing than anything is that everybody here did everything feasible to keep operating. From the line operators to local management, everybody worked very hard and did everything they could and yet still wound up in the face of declining demand for the product line that's built here.
And finally, there is a personal connection for you with this story as well, isn't there?
Yes, I worked at Whirlpool for 32 years and still know a lot of the folks there. Yesterday was very painful personally and as mayor. Very concerned about the people that are there and how they're going to personally be affected and with their families being impacted. But again, we've got such great people that have worked there and continue to work there that I'm confident that things are going to work out long term. It's not good right now, absolutely not good. But I think that all the folks there that they're going to continue to do the best they can, and everyone's going to pitch in, and we'll do whatever we can to keep those folks here and get them jobs and keep them part of the local economy.
Mayor Sanders, thank you so much for your time.
Kyle, thank you very much, and appreciate everyone's prayers and support.